U.S. President Donald Trump has caused outrage worldwide after he reportedly made racially charged comments about Haiti, El Salvador, and African countries. He was in a meeting on immigration with lawmakers on Thursday when he asked why the U.S. allowed people from ship-roll countries into the country. He was also reported as saying, "We need more people from Norway." Senator Dick Durbin, who attended the meeting, described Trump's words as hate-filled, vile, and racist. The White House did not deny that Trump made the remarks. A spokesman said, "Certain Washington politicians choose to fight for foreign countries, but President Trump will always fight for the American people." There has been a lot of condemnation of Mr. Trump's alleged comments. Republican Senator Mia Love said, "The president must apologize to the nations he so wantonly maligned." The United Nations has condemned the reported description of African nations and Haiti as shocking and shameful and racist. Haiti's ambassador to the United States stated, "If the statements were made, the president was either misinformed or miseducated about Haiti and its people." President Trump denied making the comments in a tweet. He wrote, "Never said anything derogatory about Haitians, other than Haiti is obviously a very poor and troubled country. I have a wonderful relationship with Haitians.